Lord, we give you all the praise. We thank you for your ever-abiding presence. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the Spirit. Thank you because indeed you are faithful. We magnify you, Lord. We exalt you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You can't be here and not be alive. Hallelujah. Because some people have chosen this day whom they will serve. Hallelujah. Amen. So if you are here, be here. Don't be here and be there. Hallelujah. So if you are here, you are here. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you look at Hebrews 1 and verse 1, don't worry, don't display it. The Bible says, in time past, he has spoken to us through his prophets. And now he's speaking to us by his son, Jesus, hallelujah. And this evening, he has spoken to us by brother Toby and sister Buki, hallelujah. And it's so comforting that there is a confirmation of God's word, hallelujah. You know, when I was coming to service this evening, I was like, God, what would we have us do? I prepared. I said, what would you have us do? I said, should have we just cancel today's service, self? I mean, just cancel it. He said, yeah, no problem. So when I got here, first thing was Psalm 36, verse 9. And he says, give me Psalm 36, verse 9. You may have your seat. Hallelujah. Psalm 36, verse 9. It says, for with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light. Hallelujah. Amen. Then he took me to one discussion Mrs. Ajeri had one time. She was busy texting me about Matthew chapter 6. I think it's in verse 23. After the service, so I'm going to move from one point to another. Because this was the last one, and it was Sister Buki that was talking about light. Abi? Amen. And then, just before she came up, or before service started, Psalm 36 verse 9 came, in your light is our light, Abi. And then I remembered that there was a discussion we had. Myself, Mr. Jay and I, it was a chat actually, it wasn't a discussion, but it was a chat. And she was talking about Matthew 6. And it was like, if your eye is bad, it says, but if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Amen. Hallelujah. So, you know, sometimes we think that we're on the right path. Okay? Sometimes, and this is what this is speaking to. That's how it came to be. It says, if therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that light? So, the light that is in you is something that is personal to you. Okay, so let's assume you have a situation and you are thinking of a way to go about it. For instance, you want something in one of the offices or in the ministries, and you think that the best way to go about it is to go and bribe somebody, okay, to solve the problem for you. That light in you is to bribe. That's the light. Because to you, that's the way out. And you say, wow, there's light at the end of the... What is it? There's light at the end of the tunnel. So you have seen somebody that will help you solve the matter. So you're going to give the person money. Okay? And then you give the person money. And then to you, that's light. And he's saying here that if therefore the light that is to you is darkness. Because, I mean, that's absolutely wrong. Okay? It's absolutely wrong to go bribe your way through. Whether you like it or not, it is wrong. Let us call a spade a spade. Okay? If you have anything done, let it be done by God's will and by the right channel. So you bribe. I can't even remember what you can bribe for now. I don't know what you can bribe. Okay, so yes, there was a time some set of children were supposed to go for a competition outside of the country. And then the coaches that would go with them had been chosen. Okay? And then one of the coaches felt, one of the other coaches that wasn't chosen felt, I'm supposed to be part of this team. I'm the one that brought the idea of this competition even before. Not that year, or maybe like some 5 years, and they've been going for that competition. I said, I'm the one that even brought this idea of this competition. I should go with these people. So he went to management and then put out all the emotional blackmail, blah, blah, blah. So they eventually put him on the team, dropped one person for him, Abby. They put him on the team. And then they went for the competition. And when they came back, lo and behold, they came back and met a lot of trouble. First, they had to be going to, from one hearing to another. To there's a disciplinary area. And unfortunately for him, it was a set of children that he managed over there that caused the problem. So he couldn't be innocent, in quotes, because he was supposed to be managing them. And then those children had done something wrong. So you see now, that in the first instance, to him, the light was, let me go and tell these people, I am supposed to be part of this thing. If you are just taking it that, well, this is the way God will have it, my time will come, okay, it will have been fine. So his own light turned out to be darkness. Because the person they dropped for him, didn't have to be, I mean, they were going back and forth from that case for like 6 months. So it got to a point where, like, be praying for us. So we just went to... I'm just showing you an example of when people think that this thing that they think is light is actually darkness. You see, if therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? The light that is in you, please give me Psalm 36 verse 9. The light that is in you has to be God's light. It says, for with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light. Hallelujah. Amen. In God's light, we see light. And it's very important. So don't begin to design your own, don't begin to design your own pathway. Okay? I'm not saying don't have a career path, but don't be the one to bring it to actualization. Human intervention. God doesn't need our help to bring things to come to pass for us. Amen. He doesn't need our help. Hallelujah. Let me go back to my notes. Star Toby, Brother Toby and Star Buki, I've changed everything. So, 1 John. 1 John chapter 1. I'm still coming to Brother. He has spoken to us in this time by Sister Buki and Brother Toby. Coming to Brother Toby. So 1 John chapter 1 verse 5. He says, this is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. Hallelujah. Amen. Matthew 6 verse 3 says that if therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great that darkness is. Then Psalms 36 verse 9 says that in your light, we see light. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 1 verse 5 says, this is the message we have heard from him and declare to you that God is light and in him there is no darkness at all. Verse 6. If we say we have fellowship with him, hallelujah. Whose voice is this? This evening, whose voice is this? If we say we have fellowship with him, somebody said this evening. It's not John. I said somebody said this evening. Don't talk this evening, Mrs. Sajiri. Hallelujah. And so when Brother Toby was praying, he said, let's just all just fellowship with him. Amen. And I remembered my notes. And I said, he says here, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. So if we have fellowship with him, then we will practice the truth. Hallelujah. That's what he says. So if you remove everything, if you remove and walk in darkness, we lie not. And you remove it. It says, if we have fellowship with him, okay, then we practice the truth. Amen. And what is the truth? We practice the God's word, the Bible says, is truth. We practice God's word. Hallelujah. So if God's word says there's reliance on God, then you practice that absolute reliance on God. And don't miss it. Reliance on God doesn't mean that there won't be an input from you. Amen. You do all you can, okay? After you have received instructions from him. What many people do is they do all they can and then go and give it to him. There are two different things, okay? You do all you can. You have done all your scheming, everything, and then you can say, God, just stamp this thing. Stamp it and let me pass. No. It has to be the other way around. You go to him and then he gives you an instruction and then you do all you can. and say, in your hands, I'll commit all these things. Verse 7. It says, but if we walk in the light, as is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sins. It says, if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. Amen. So if you are in cohort with God, fellowshipping with one another will not be a strange thing to you and will not be something that you will not like. Hallelujah. That's what the book of 1 John is telling us here. It says, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Amen. The light of God, okay, the light of God is very important, because in his light, we see light. There's no other thing that can give light except his light. So there are things that physics called, there's this thing that physics calls, in physics, they told us is mirage. When you are driving on the road, and you are looking ahead on the tarred road, you will see like heat waves. Looks like it's water. It's called a mirage. Okay? When you do things outside of the word of God, okay, when you do not practice the truth, and it looks to you like it's fine, it's a mirage. It's darkness. And it will soon disappear. Amen. It has to be God first, your own human effort, along with God, and then you have an actualization of whatever you are doing. Hallelujah. Amen. Is this the end of our sermon? All right. And this is the critical part. And when God was speaking to Bro Toby, he said we should fellowship. Just look at this and be lost in his presence. Okay? Just be like, oh, this is the end of the year. See, when people criticize spiritual matters, don't be bothered. People will criticize, don't be bothered. The reward comes to you. Hallelujah. And then they will see the reward, and then they will marvel at it. Amen. Hallelujah. In Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. Almighty God. It says, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision, saying, do not be afraid, Abraham. I am your shield, your exceeding great reward. Hallelujah. It says, I am your shield, your exceeding great reward. Amen. Hallelujah. So everybody's in the mode of celebration right now. But do you know that this is the weakest point, and the weakest point for most people? Because people will not be on guard at this hour. Hallelujah. It's good to celebrate. But if you look at the story of the birth of Jesus, in Luke chapter 2 and in Matthew chapter 2, and then the ones we read on Thursday, the one when Simon and Anna went to the temple, okay? When the shepherds went to Mary and Joseph, and they said, this is what the angel of the Lord has told us. If you go back to read your Bible, the Bible says that Mary and Joseph took note of what they were saying. They took note of it. They were not carried away with the fact that the king had been born. Hallelujah. Say, hey, the king is born. Hallelujah. It's good enough that the king is born. But they knew that there's something more sensitive than that. And they were listening attentively to what each person was saying. Okay? And the Bible says they held on to it. Why? They were the ones that should have been like, I beg you, we give birth to the king is here, the savior is here. All this. In fact, Mary was the one that should have been saying that, because she was the first person that got it anyway. It was the one that the angel appeared to and said, blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Hallelujah. Amen. And so she should have taken levity and said, you know what, I've heard this thing before. And so what you're saying is not new. But the Bible says that they took note of what the people were saying. What the shepherd said, what the wise men said, okay, and what Simon and Anna were saying. Hallelujah. What I'm saying is that these are the times where your level of spirituality and concentration should be the highest. Amen. Rice will pass away. Chicken will pass away. If they don't pass away, you will go to the restroom. Hallelujah. If you can't go to the restroom, you will go to the pharmacy and they give you Andrew's liver salt. Amen. Hallelujah. But what will be the takeaway from this period? It's time for deep spiritual reawakening. Amen. Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. It says, I am what? Genesis 15, verse 1 says, I am your shield and your exceeding great reward. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And then while we were praying, Toby was just moving from one point to the another, and I was just laughing. And I said, this is the will of God for the hour. Amen. The Lord is going to strengthen our hands. Ah, my God. Ah, la, 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 la. La, 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 la. La, la. I've told you that for you to be here, make it count. If you know you are tired, don't worry. Get up. There's no law that says that when I'm standing, you should be standing, sitting. If you know you are tired, get up. And if you think you need to walk around, walk around. And I think on the 31st, I'm going to remove all these chairs for those 2 hours so that nobody's sitting down. Because some people have gone out all day and then they come here and think that this is where they will come and relax. And then when it's 12 midnight, they will come and shout. You are not coming here to shout. So when you are here, you are here. Hallelujah. Joel chapter 2. Sorry. I'm coming. Sorry. These things are so. Lord, 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 Lord. Ezekiel chapter 37. You know that? What was the end of the vision of the dry bones? What was the end of the vision of dry bones? So, Lord asked him, will these bones, can these bones live again? And what did God say to him? He said, you have to prophesy. Okay? Ezekiel 37, verse 1 says, sorry, is it verse 1? Yeah, okay, verse 1. Ezekiel, it's Exodus you are giving me. I was wondering, I said, thank you. I was ruminating, and don't worry, I've left Exodus, don't worry. I was ruminating, and it came to me that the Lord will strengthen our hands. That it will give us speed. We will do more than the normal. Huh? So two things came to me. First was this one, and then the second was Joel. I don't know why I didn't write it down. It was Joel chapter 2. But we'll read this first. It says, then the hand of the Lord was upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley. And it was full of bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all. And behold, there were very many in the open valley. And indeed, they were very dry. And he said to me, son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, O Lord God, you know. And he said again, and again he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. He said, this was a conversation in the spirit between him and God. And he said, God said to him, prophesy to these dry bones, oh, hear the word of the Lord. And God was not involved. What was involved was God's word. Abi? That's what he's saying. Next verse. He says, thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and suddenly a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skins covered them over, but there was no breath in them. Also he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on this slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. So who brought these things out? Ezekiel. He prophesied. He followed God's instruction. God told him the words that he would speak, and he spoke those words undiluted. The next verse, it says, then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. You know, this is the voice of this nation right now. Hallelujah. Amen. This is the voice of this nation right now. People are saying that our bones are dry, our hope is cut off, Abi, and we ourselves are cut off. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open up your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord when I've opened up your graves, O my people, and brought you up from your graves. I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live. I'll place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord. This is the end result of the vision of the vision of dry bones. Hallelujah. The vision did not stop at the fact that the bones came to life. It stopped at the fact that there was liberation for the people of God. Isaiah 51, verse 16. Isaiah 51, verse 16. Emi si ti fi oro mi si enu re. Mo si ti bo won le le ojijo wo mi. Ki emi ki o le gbin awon run. Ki emi ki o le fi ipile aye sole. Ati ki emi ki o le wi fun si o ni pe iwo ni eniyan mi. Mr. Jerry, everything I said, I'm not speaking in tongues that are not understandable. It's the tongues I'm speaking in that they have written for you. It says, I have put my words in your mouth. Emi si ti fi oro mi si enu re. Mo si ti bo omo le le ojijo owo mi ki emi ki o le gbin awon run ki emi ki o le fi ipile aye sole ati ki emi ki o le wi fun si o ni pe iwo ni eniyan mi. Hallelujah. Amen. And I have put my words in your mouth. When God was speaking to Ezekiel in that vision, he said, prophesy to these bones, say this is what the Lord has said. Hallelujah. And he prophesied. And then he said that, you know what is called sinews? Go back to Ezekiel chapter 37. I think it's verse 4, Abi. Verse 6. It says, I'll put sinews on you and break flesh upon you. You know what is called sinews? Did you eat chicken this period? So when you remove, which part of chicken did you eat? The upper thigh or the thigh or the upper arm? So when you finish dealing with the flesh on the upper arm, you still see some film, like it's a film, but on the bones, especially where there's a joint. Okay, it looks whitish. It still looks like flesh, but it's not exactly flesh. Most of the time, you leave it and throw it away. That's what the dogs nibble on before they now devour the bones. They are sinews. They are like, they are thin, but they all joins together. So the sinews come before the flesh. Okay, so every part of whatever makes your bones move, God was not missing out in this. He said, I will put sinews on you and break flesh. So he was talking to the bones. I'll put sinews on you and break flesh upon you and cover you with skin. So it's the sinews first, then the flesh, then the skin. So the bones, the sinews, the flesh, and the skin. Okay, so if you see somebody that an accident victim, and you say, his leg is broken, and you see some flesh on it, it's the sinews you're actually seeing that's still holding it together, although it's broken. Okay? Hallelujah. And it says that then you shall know that I am the Lord. Go back to Isaiah 51, verse 16. It is what you do with God's word that is critical at this hour. Hallelujah. It says, and I have put my words in your mouth, and I have covered you with the shadow of my hands, that I may plant the heavens and lay the foundations of the earth. Hallelujah. He has put his words in your mouth. It's not that God cannot do it. But if you remember that in Genesis chapter 1, I think it's verse 26 and 27, he says that he made man in his image and likeness. And then he says, have dominion. Okay? Then go and replenish and subdue the earth. Hallelujah. Man was going to stand in the place of God. Amen. Man was given that ability. Stand in the place of God and do the things that God will do. Amen. And the things that you will do cannot be outside of his word. That's why we started from light. He says, your light is our light. Hallelujah. And that's why we went to Matthew 6, verse 23, so that you will not think of light outside of God. You cannot help God. Hallelujah. Everything that God will do is embedded in God's word. And everything that you do, it has to be you speaking God's word to set to different situations. I think during Power Convention, the set man was talking about Kenneth Hagin and Mark 11, 22, 23. Okay? It has to be about what you do with the word that you receive. John chapter 2. I hope I remember this verse. Otherwise, we will read the whole of Joel chapter 2. I don't know why I didn't write it down. Joel chapter 2. Blow the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the Lord is at hand. No, don't worry. Let me just search it out so that I won't put you through. Ah, that's right. Verse 18. It says, then the Lord in the New Living Translation. Joel 2:18. My Bible tags it, the land refreshed. Don't forget that in Ezekiel 37, the people were like, our hope is lost, everything is gone, we are cut off. The Bible says, then the Lord will be zealous for his land and pity his people. The Lord will answer and say to his people, behold, I will send you grain and new wine and oil. I thought you would say amen. Okay, everybody stand up. Finish. You are sleeping. Everybody stand up. Remy, you can sit down. He says, the Lord will answer and say to his people, behold, I will send you grain and new wine and oil, and you will be satisfied by them. I will no longer make you a reproach among the nations, but I will remove far from you the northern enemy, and I will drive him away into a barren and desolate land, with his face towards the eastern sea and his back towards the western sea. His tent will come up and his foul odor will rise, because he has done monstrous things. Fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done marvelous things. Do not be afraid, you beast of the field, for the open pastures are springing up, and the trees bear its fruit. The fig tree and the vineyard will yield their strength. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he has given you the former rain faithfully, and he will cause the rain to come down for you, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. Then the threshing floors shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with new wine and oil. So I will restore you to the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust, the great army which I sent among you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people will never be put to shame. Amen. Hallelujah. These are the words of God. Amen. And we are going to speak them this evening. Hallelujah. You may sit down. And the last thing. 1 Kings chapter 18. Oh, it is well. It is well. It is well. First Kings chapter 18, and I'm going to read from verse 45. It says, now it happened in the meantime, the sky became black with clouds and wind, and there was a heavy rain. So Ahab rode away and went to Jezreel. Then the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran ahead of Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Hallelujah. Amen. The land of the Lord upon anyone. If you look at the beginning of the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37 of Ezekiel, he talked about the hand of the Lord being upon Ezekiel. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, the hand of the Lord is upon Elijah. And he gave him what? He gave him ability. Ability. And he could run faster than a chariot. Hallelujah. Amen. When the hand of the Lord was upon Ezekiel, he took him in the spirit and gave him a vision, and he prophesied in that vision. Okay? And things began to happen. Hallelujah. The hand of the Lord is upon you. Hallelujah. It's upon you, resting upon you. And it's giving you wings. Hallelujah. It's giving you strength. Amen. Even positioning you for year 2025. Hallelujah. Whatever you think that has been lost in 2024, you just read it in Joel chapter 2. Hallelujah. Whatever you think, it says, it will restore the years that the locusts and the canker, all manner of worms, he counted there. I can't recall them, but he recounts all manner of, he said, anything at all that has been lost. Hallelujah. Because he's their God. Let's go back to that. He said, so I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust. My great army which I sent among you, he says then, you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. Hallelujah. And praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be put to shame. Go back one step. So all the manner of locusts, and it's not only referring to the year 2024. He says, I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust, whatever manner of locust. Hallelujah. Amen. My great army, which I sent among you. Amen. Hallelujah. When you step outside of God's will, this great army will come in. Amen. So when you don't do things according to what God has asked you to do, when the light that is in you is darkness, that great darkness, this is what happens. Things go out of place. Things go haywire. Hallelujah. Amen. Then people say, God is wicked. Amen. But you have to look at yourself. Am I in fellowship with God? See, when you're in fellowship with God, it's not that you come and sing praise and worship like Mrs. Joju sings. Hallelujah. Amen. Or like Brother Toby sings. Amen. It's not that moment that you sing that is fellowship with God. Hallelujah. It is your every second walk with God that counts. Amen. So no stepping outside of him. It says here, the next verse 26. It says, you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. That's the outlook for the coming year. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of your Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be put to shame. Amen. But you owe yourself that responsibility of fellowshipping with God and keeping God's statutes all the days of your life, so that this great army will not surface. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's rise to our feet. I don't know which one you remember. Hallelujah. I don't know if you remember Psalm 36, verse 9. I don't know if you remember 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. I don't know if you remember Joel chapter 2. Whatever one resonates with you right now, says, I have put my word, what I want you to know, is that when the vision came, he gave Ezekiel the words to speak to the dry bones. Hallelujah. And the dry bones dare not do any other thing except obey the word of God. Hallelujah. It says, and the angel of God, they are ministering spirits, and they're aching unto the voice of his word. Hallelujah. I see a brighter future. Hallelujah. Man gratopa katinka labos kataliga. You are the one that will speak with your own mouth. Hallelujah. To the future. Amen. He says you will be satisfied. Hallelujah. Man kratapu kalinga labos kataliga. When the hand of the Lord comes upon you, langra bos kataliga, you will do things that you ordinarily would not be able to do. Eka blos katalinga labos kataliga. Give me Joel chapter 2 verse 26. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. Hallelujah. And my people shall never be put to shame. You shall eat in plenty and you'll be satisfied. With the hand of God upon you, if you're a student, you need to speak to God right now. Is the Lord God of omniscient. With Lord God, I will refer to as the omniscient God. Hallelujah. The Lord of infinite knowledge. When you study, when you read, you are able to reproduce. When you study, you understand. That's the hand of the Lord upon you. Hallelujah. Your chariot are your studies. Hallelujah. Chariots are different for people in this room right now. But what is important is that the hand of the Lord is upon you. Brace Cataliza Dabaria. Lesanka Sata Topra Satalida. Ekra Topra Kalubra da Sega Balia. Ekra de Sata. Digra da bosque te bo pratis que delia e capo pratis ta ligra da basca ta bosa dia en la dobre que bosa e la dobra dos que te lingra da bosca ta luca dis que delia le prosque te lingra da bosque te bombra da base calia le la dobra dis dia oh luambe gloria e mi.
Genesis 15 verse 1 says, I am your exceeding great reward. Hallelujah. You receive the unction. You receive the wings. To fly. Hallelujah. You receive a visitation from the Lord. Let the blanca bose kikerika rabase kalinda rea. Ekata ka katende te bose katalida. Erebosa kladisa taliga. Ekratoba kasanga ringa rabasakaria. Ekas kataliga le bronte kladisa taliga rabasakaria. You do the unimaginable, man, Krabasaria, because the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. Bras Katalinga da Babaria, Eka Papoka, La Brosa Taliga, Eka Labose Taliga, the Lord is your shield and your exceeding great reward. Lim Prasaka Talinga da Basakaria, E Yansaka Labosa Talinga da Basataria, Eka Sataliga. E pro do bosca da liga da basaga, e catingra da bosca de liga da basagaria, le cata pro catabosi de liga da regaria, e catosaria, receive wings, linga rabaria, even to fly, e catabasata liga, soa mamba da barabasataria, le catabasaria, receive strength like an eagle. Link la tas katobo katadin grada basagaria. Ekla da bos kataliga da basagaria. Ekla do bros kateliga da basagaria. Le pasa paso predis kataliga da badabia. Ekla tos kataliga da basagaria. Ekas kataliga. Lekelese de tigra da basagaria. Eka kapose de liga. Eka la bose de liga da basagaria. Lem la da basagaria. Sato breke de bose de liga. Mangra da sataligra da basagaria. Eka bose de ax. Masaya, a new heart I put in you, hallelujah. So says the Lord. Le praso pradika da basataria, le clasa prada basataria, a new heart, le cladisca daba, le clato pacaliga da basataria, raso precedisca de ligra, sabra da basacaria, manca sataliga, eca da bosque de liga da basacaria, eca poco de seta liga da basaria, eca bo, e de bosque de liga, e que de bosque da liga da basataria. Mato se te liga, e la tope de vos se te liga, basaria, e crabos que te ya, e crabos que te ya. So do the work that I sent you. Ma basaria, says night comes when no man can do work. E crabos que te ya. You receive the anointing, man, crabasa, carissa, de ya, e crabos que te ya. Said, I'll put my words in your mouth. Hallelujah. E crabos que te liga, never. As you speak only. The words that the Lord has given to you, you will experience supernatural engulfment. Hallelujah. Like never before. The Lord will confirm his words even as you speak them. Later, brought by King Adabasadea. Maintain your fellowship with him. The bros catababatigaria. E clandas cataliga. E clebos catabo pradabasecalia. E clato pradisca da banda da basadalia. E clandas laca da basadalia. Le clos catabos catalia. E samba da babasadalia. E cabasadalia. E rebos catabosidia. E clatanda da baseca da basagalia. E clabosidia. E clabum macarabasadalia. But I thank you. And I magnify you, Lord. Mankraboseria, you are the head and not the tail. Mankraboseria, there's clarity, Mankrabasadia, clarity of purpose, clarity of vision. Ekaboso de Linga da Basanka Nisadia, Mankrabasadia, whatever you think that you've lost, Mankrabasadia, Ekabosa da Linga da Basadia, Ekrabosa da John chapter 2:25 is for you, Mankrabas Kataliga, Ekabasadia, Eki will restore those years, hallelujah, Ekaliska da Nisadia. Your academics, man, Krabasaria, people will look for you, man, Sabaria, Yokalikaria, so that you explain things to them. Ekladin Krabasekaria, these are the words of God to you. Ekladinska da Bosaria, 2025, man, Sabro Sataria, Eka Protopra da Sedia, he has set you apart for his purpose. Ekladin de Basia, and he starts from the place of academics. Ekladopra da Baseka, the Boseke Kerebasaraniga, Lembra Kaboske Kerigra Babasakaria. We thank you. We give you praise, Lord. Kaligra de Bosque de Liga Baya. Eka da Sangla Dice de Bosque de Liga Baseria. Eka. Eka Bosque de Liga Baseta Liga de Baseria. Tantos Cotobra Kaliga de Seteria. Eka Baseria. You need to continue Mangra Baseria and do the things that God has asked you to do. It's your exceeding great reward, Mangra Baseria. Do not grumble, Mangra Baseria. Do not grumble, Lassa da Bosketia. Do not be rude, Mangra Bosketia. God is your exceeding great reward. Hallelujah. Ekla Bosa da Basangla da Dia. Erebosso Pradisa la Basca da Eka da Brosa. Erebosso Pradisa la Basica. Ekla Topra da Basekla Nisa da Basca da Dia. Eka la Basekla Nisa da Liga Basaria. Eka, there is no hiding for the ego. Hallelujah. Ekla Bosa Kalingra da Baseka Lisa. When they saw a mangra basaria, everybody looks up, mangla disedea, ekra bosedea, receive wings, mangra boske de liga, even to soar a mangra basadea, above limits, mangra da basekea, ete blotoma kaligra da basakaria, ekre bosopra lise de lingra da basakaria, makanda potombo katiga da basedea, ekra bosekea, you do things, mangra basedea, ekla tese de bopra da sedea, mangla tese dea, ekla dopra da sedea, everything you set your hand to Manka Basadia. Indeed, he will come out successfully in Jesus' name. Repraska da Boske de Liga, Ekra da Broske de Liga da Basakalia, Mankra Taska Talida, Ediboswe Kladiza, Ekanda Broske de Liga da Basakaya. There's a confirmation.
confirmation of the word of God. All it is from you is praise and thanksgiving. Repose kopanga da basataria. Eklato prada basenga basataria. Eklabose de linga da basakaria. Eklato prakada panga da basekaria. Ekato process de linga. Remember not the former things. Hallelujah. The Lord is doing a new thing. Eklato malabasataria. Man katos kadia is doing a new thing. Masalaria. Eklato prakana linga da. Eto prose kadiga da basataria. Hallelujah to the name of the Lord. Lepasataba. Ekla Basataria, Ekra de Bosque de Liga Rabasagaria, Ekra de Bosque Cadilla, Ekra de Bosque de Liga Rabasagaria, Manda Santa Nigra Basca de Liga. Oh, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the inflow of the Spirit. Thank you, Manca Bosania. Even as you impart our Lord, Leka Bosania, Ada Santa Liga Basadaria, Eka Bras Cataligra Rabasacaria. Thank you, Lord, Manca Bosania. Thank you, Lord, as it draws virtue, Makarazia. Holy Spirit, Malabazaria. Ekrados Cataligra Rabasekaria. Eka Lingra Rabaseka Ligra Bosadalia. Thank you, Lord, Mangra Rabasadaya. Hey, Makarabasaka Liga Rabasadia. Thank you for infilling of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Mangabose de Liga Rabasakaria. Eka Sabradisa. Eklados Cataligra. Eka Bose Galiga. Thank you, Lord, Mangra Risadalia. Ekla Koka Tede de Bosodia. Excellent Spirit of the Lord. Masakla Kumba Labasokaria. Eka Bose de Ligra Rabasakaria. Thank you, Lord. Eka Boska da Bose de Ligra Rabasakaria. Mankrades Katabose de Liga. Eka Baka Sataligra Doska da Dea. Open your mouth and talk to him. Hallelujah. Eka Saka Ligra Rabasataria. Eka Basata Rabasaria. Oh, Katabasaria. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. Oh, what joy that fills my soul.
The wind has, and now I know he touched me and made me whole.
He touched me.
And oh, the joy that fills my soul.
Something happened, and now I know he touched me.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Joy unlimited. Hallelujah. Something.
Hallelujah. I have sent you forth. I commission. finish on you. Hallelujah. Ekratam blada basada ya. Ekanda reprasada da basada ya. Oh, le pansa da basada ya. Lift your hands and worship. Eklate sada bose de ya. Eklato blada basada ya. Ekanda bose de ya. Eklato malaba. Do not be distracted. Hallelujah. Eklabose de basada ya. Ekle bose de liga da basada ya. Ekanese de ya. Nombra de basada ya. Not be distracted, man. I have commissioned you. Hallelujah. So says the Lord of hosts. Walk with me, Master. And be thou blameless. Committed to heart, hallelujah. He says, I'm your exceeding great reward. Thank Labosaria. Thank yourself for coming this evening, hallelujah. Link La Poca Pratosaria. The instructions are to make you stronger, hallelujah. Ek Labosaria, that to set your feet upon the path for 2025. Ek Labosa Caligra, Basa Caliga, Ekasa Clato Protoba Caliga. Oma, open your mouth, Masataria. Le papo pratinga. Open it wide and I will feel it, so says the Lord. Ekradam lato kadisaria. And he's not feeling it for your selfish reason. Hallelujah. He's feeling it for the people that he's sending you to. Enkabo sataliga babadia. Ekatombo satanita le tembo setaria. Ekle tabo krato preseteria. Ekle santa labaso pratabasadaya. Mangos katalida rabase kadisaria. Le bronze kataligra de sadalia. Lord, we give you praise. We just magnify you. Oh, we thank you. We lift you high. We lift you high. We lift you same high. Hallelujah. Rasa kabasaria. Yo, makabasa paria da basataria. Makabo sataria. The auction is strong. Hallelujah. Ekabasa kabosataria. Just worship him, Rikabosaria, Ekabos Kataligra Rabasaria, your way, Mankrabos Kataliga Rabasataria, Eklatanta Tatatos Kataliga Rabasaria, Ekatos Eteliga, Mankata Tetende de Bosataliga, times and season change, hallelujah. The Lord changeth not, hallelujah. Ekatata Talida Dabosataria, Ekabosataria, as you're stepping into a new season, Makabasaria, Ekabosataliga Rabasakaria, as you step into a new season, Raprasataria, Ekabosataria. The Lord is engulfing you, hallelujah. Esatalita da prosetalita daya. Ekas katobos katalinga da basadaya. Ekatatoma tatanda linga da basataya. Saklo plus kataliga. Ekatoba dingra da basaka disadaya. Worship him, reka bosoteria. Eka proseke diga da boseteria. Manto sotodiga. Eka rebase kadabasakalia. Eklando. Bring a dinga dinga de basatalia, eka katopa katinga de basekea, eka tekanda, e de bosanta linga, e grabosta de liga rabasataria, eka de se reward, mansa basitaria. I am your exceeding reward, as the Lord says, e grabosta liga, your light is my light, hallelujah, e grabosta there. I see what the Lord sees, hallelujah, e tarita rabosaria, e carabosaria, e carabasaria. I do not step outside of God, e grabosaria. Thank you, everlasting Father. Ekabo sadaliga da basadaya. Eklato bratiza. Worship him, worship him. Ekabo sadaliga da basadaya. All the glory, all the honor. Give it to him, hallelujah. Ekabo sekarabisa daliga da ba. Begin your season right now. Ekabo sadaliga da. Satopo tatinga da basadaya. Sakakacha tapo sadaliga. Ekakato bratiza daliga. Eklapoka ekabo sekarabisa daliga. Mark la topra da basaka, edebo se krabasa da dia, e patopra da basata didara, e clato pranda la baseka lia, e clata kanda da basaya. No more dryness, hallelujah. Because you have learned the secret. You speak to the bones, hallelujah. prophesy the word of God. Ekatrisa baba basata ya. Ekada bosedia. Matobro da bosedia. Ekabosedia. Do not be afraid. Ekabosedia. You are going to be satisfied. Emradisa da basata ya. Ekada bosedia. Do not be dismayed. Hallelujah. Ekabosedia. Because the Lord is restoring. Hallelujah. Ekabosedia. Just worship him. Hallelujah. Worship him, hallelujah. Let's give him praise. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Sasamra satada, sangabu sekabusa daria, matanta satanida, makrada busetaria, mankladisetaria. Thank you, Lord. Rekratiska tabu sataliga rabasakaya, eka sataliga rababa, eka busetaria. Makanda satike de bose delia, makra de se delia, eke deka de basa taliga, eklato base kledise deliga babasa delia. Thank you because we are more aware, masadea, sensitive in the spirit, hallelujah. Praska tabo se deliga, sankateke de bose deliga de basa delia, eka bose delia, is your light that we see, Lord, e prasekla de base kletese deliga. Masada brasa daliga, we sada baba basada ya. You are the great God, mankra basada ya. You are the good God, manna basada ya. You alone does wondrous things. Hallelujah. Ekre bosada. Thank you because our lives are an effulgence of your glory. Hallelujah. O sakla tabra tabra tasada. Thank you because we arise. Hallelujah. And we shine. Mankra boska daliya. Eka sata nigra da basada ya. Makobos kotoma la basada ya. Eklatos garabamba da badia. Kata sata ligra makre de bose de ligra basada ya. We give you all
glory. We you are worthy.
We thank you. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your ever-abiding presence. Thank you because we do not walk this walk alone, Lord. Thank you because our paths are ordered by you, Lord God. Thank you for your words to us. Thank you because we keep your instructions. Thank you because we fellowship with you. Thank you because we see your hand in all that we do. Father, we glorify you and we magnify you. Thank you, Lord, because we commit your words in your heart, Lord God. And thank you, Lord, because we do the words that you have given to us. We give you all the praise, Father. In Jesus' name, we worship. Amen. Amen.